These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for plenty of sun, with highs in the mid-80s and lows in the low 70s. Let's get things started at City Hall. Discrimination based on a person's hair is now banned in Miami Beach. A law just approved by the City Commission will address cases commonly associated with a particular race or national origin. That includes black communities where people can face discrimination for hairstyles such as braids, afros, and curls. The ordinance applies to hiring, housing, public services, and the use of public facilities. Similar legislation prohibiting discrimination based on natural hairstyles that are common in black communities has passed in New York, California, and other states. In food news, the historic Firestone Garage on Alton Road in Miami Beach has endured some tough times recently. Three restaurants that opened there in 2021 are now closed. But things are looking up. Sugar Factory has announced plans to open its second Miami Beach location at the property. Opening date is February 2023. The 7,000-square-foot space will offer three places to indulge in over-the-top desserts, as well as lunch and dinner. Plans call for a 150-seat indoor dining room, a 22-seat bar, and 50-seat outdoor patio. For more on where to go around town, go to Miami.com. In Miami Beach, the 17-story Deauville Hotel will be imploded November 13. The implosion will mark the final moments of a 1957 building that once famously hosted the Beatles. The hotel was shuttered after a 2017 electrical fire and fell into disrepair in recent years. The implosion will happen just 5 days after a November 8 election in which Miami Beach voters will weigh in on a proposed upzoning of the site. Miami Dolphins owner and real estate developer Stephen Ross is proposing a new hotel and condo tower designed by architect Frank Gehry. In transportation news, tolls on several Florida highways were suspended in late September when Hurricane Ian hit the state. Now they're back. The Florida Department of Transportation just reinstated tolls on Alligator Alley and the Sunshine Skyway. That follows tolls resuming in mid-October on a dozen other roadways that offered free passage since the storm, including sections of Interstate 4 and Florida's Turnpike north of mile marker 249. Tolls weren't suspended on highways in Miami-Dade County. And finally, if a nightclub and a mini-golf course met and reproduced, the offspring would be Putt Shack. The high-tech mini-golf experience has finally opened in Miami at Brickell City Center. The business has locations in Boston, Atlanta, and Chicago. The 27,000-square-foot property includes three 9-hole mini-golf courses, plus an outdoor terrace that seats up to 96 people. And yes, you can drink while you play. At 8 p.m., only people 21 and older are allowed. The last family tea time is 7 p.m. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.